Hello, hello to my beautiful people all over the world. Yes, thanks for joining Culture Tech, Clear Mind Robustness. You are here with Tanya T on this good Wednesday. Today is episode number 33, and we're going to be talking about paranoia. So what is paranoia? Unjustified suspicion, right? And mistrust of other people or their actions. They depend on the cause, but generally a person who is paranoid may not cope with any type of criticism, be easily offended, be hostile, aggressive, and argumentative. Find it difficult to trust others, not be able to compromise. Like, what does paranoia feel like? Paranoia is the feeling that you are being threatened in some way, such as people watching you or acting against you, even though there's no proof that is true, right? Now, how do you calm paranoia? How about keep a diary? Test your paranoid thoughts. Talk about your thoughts. Try peer support, right? Why am I so paranoid all of a sudden? It's likely to be a combination of different things, such as difficult experiences in your childhood, such as being bullied or abused. Someone may have low self-esteem, having mental health problems, such as depression and or anxiety. What triggers paranoid delusions? It could be hearing loss. That can also trigger paranoid thoughts in some people. Lack of sleep can trigger feelings of insecurity and even unsettling feelings and hallucinations. Effects of recreational drugs and alcohol. Some drugs may trigger paranoia, such as cocaine, cannabis, alcohol, ecstasy, LSD, and amphetamines, right? How does a person with paranoia act? People with paranoid personality disorders, which is PPD, are always on guard, believing that others are constantly trying to demean, harm, or threaten them. So now, is paranoia just anxiety? How are paranoia and anxiety different? A main difference between paranoia and anxiety is that with paranoia, there are delusional beliefs about threat or conspiracy. In anxiety, these thought processes are not generally present. Paranoia is characterized by distrust in others and their motives, right? Now, what medicine helps paranoia? More recently, however, researchers have found that atypical antipsychotics like Risperdal and Zyprexa can alleviate symptoms of paranoid personality disorders. Is paranoia a symptom of bipolar? Well, paranoia is a symptom of bipolar that depending on the intensity of the thoughts and delusions can pose treatment challenges, right? Now, how to deal with someone with paranoid personality disorder? Coping with a loved one's paranoia. Recognize their pain. Encourage exercise. Promote relaxation. We're going to set boundaries. You always want to set boundaries, guys. Don't argue about their mistaken beliefs or instantly dismiss them. Do not dismiss people. What is the five common types of paranoia? You have delusional, thought disorder, schizophrenia, paranoid personality disorder, right? Now, what are paranoia treatments? To start with, it's important to eat a healthy, balanced diet, exercise, and get plenty of sleep. Even if you don't have a mental illness, if your paranoid or irrational thoughts get in the way of doing things you want to do, talk to a social worker, psychologist, or a psychiatrist. You may want to do talk therapy, or some kind of medication could help you feel better, right? Often people who feel paranoid don't get treatment because they don't realize their thoughts are unrealistic. So I always want you guys to know that there is help out there. You never have to go through not one mental health disorder alone. Like I have always told you guys, journaling, that's like the top for me. If you don't want to talk to someone, you don't want to share your deepest thoughts, you can get you a book and write down your thoughts. Tell us talk to yourself. How do it make you feel? Why do it make you feel that way? What are you going to do about it, right? I always want you to reach out for help. You're never alone. Talk to your counselor, your therapist, your preacher, your priest, your loved one, your mother, father, sibling, significant other. Now, I want you guys to be good. And if you can't be good, I want you to be good at it. Until next time, be blessed.